Senator Bernie Sanders returned to his home state of Vermont to vote in and await results of the Super Tuesday primaries. The Champlain Valley Exposition Hall was filled with people gathered for a primary night rally in Essex Junction. Sanders spoke early in the evening before many of the remaining states went for his opponent. Sanders celebrated his win in his home state's Democratic primary, trouncing former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton 85.7 to 13.5%. He entered the exposition hall with his wife by his side to deafening cheers.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to you the next president of the United States, Bernie Sanders!
Thank you! Thank you all!
The former Burlington mayor and congressman gave an abbreviated version of his stump speech, bullet-pointing key issues that Vermonters are long familiar with.
This campaign is not just about electing a president, it is about transforming America. It is about dealing with some unpleasant truths that exist in America today and having the guts to confront those truths. What I have said is that this campaign is not just about electing a president, it is about making a political revolution.
Sanders expressed heartfelt thanks to his supporters and neighbors for his Vermont victory.
It means so much to me that the people who know me best, the people who knew me before I was elected, who knew me as mayor, knew me as congressman, and know me as senator, have voted so strongly to put us in the White House. Thank you so much. I want to thank all of you for the love and the friendship that you have given our family. You have sustained me. And I am so proud to bring Vermont values all across this country.
Supporters began arriving for the rally in the early afternoon and waited outside as the Secret Service did a final security sweep of the building. Supporters say Senator Sanders would eliminate corruption in government and be a force for positive change. Scarawate Daryl Tucker wore a headdress to represent the Iroquois Nation.
We are a people, and we're a forgotten people. And if Bernie goes, which he is going to Washington, he's the only person that will have an interest in reconstituting our broken treaties. We have to revisit these peace treaties and maintain our language, our culture, our peace. And that's the reason that I'm here representing my people, the Ungwahuwa people.
Katie Ballard of Essex arrived early to make sure she was able to get into the rally.
I have supported Bernie Sanders since I turned 18 and could vote. That man has run such an amazing office here in Burlington. When I was having trouble with my school loans, his office actually helped me figure out how to handle it. When I was trying to get on disability, his office is the one that helped me connect with the people who made it possible for me to get the treatments I needed.
Patty Blanchard from Plattsburgh, New York, has coordinated marches for Sanders with her son, James.
He speaks to me. Yeah. He's an average person.
Income inequality, he chops his own wood. He's been doing all of this his entire life, and he's always looked out for the average American instead of big corporate interests.
Back at the rally, Senator Sanders left the podium and shook hands with supporters before appearing to leave. But he suddenly appeared on the adjacent stage and began singing with the band to the glee of the crowd. Sanders picked up 408 delegates on Super Tuesday, also winning in Colorado, Minnesota, and Oklahoma. But Clinton was the clear winner on Super Tuesday, despite the excitement in Vermont. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.